This message you're about to listen to was recorded live at the Redeemed Christian Church of God, the Throne Room Parish, Transcorp Hilton, Abuja. Be blessed as you listen.
Speaking on the topic here, manifesting your stardom. Manifesting your stardom. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That in itself is the work of grace. God gave the gift of one star, a son, so he could have many sons, many stars. And you need to understand that you are not confused about your identity, who you are in him. The Bible says, being born again, 1 Peter chapter 1 from verse 23, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. This is how you got born again. By the seed of God. Word seed. If you check the Greek word, there is sperma, the word from spermatozoa, the seed that a man injects into a woman, and then there is conjugation, and an embryo is formed, and then from there, a human being that carries the nature or the DNA of his or our progenitor. The same way too, when we become born again, when we give our lives to Jesus, something happens in the inside of us. And God will want us to focus on what has happened in the inside of us. Philippians chapter 1 from verse 6. Philippians 1 6 says that the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. When you acknowledge it, when you know, when you accept it, there is something that has happened in the inside of you in Christ Jesus. Your faith becomes stronger. The impact of your faith grows. It becomes productive. It becomes effectual. When you begin to acknowledge, to accept, to acquiesce that thing that has happened. Sometimes it's difficult for you to be able to grasp this by your human faculties. That is why the Bible says that we should give yourself wholly to these things, completely. Meditate upon these things. Give yourself completely unto them, that thy profiting may appear unto all of that thing that has happened here. Now, the Bible makes us understand 2 Peter chapter 1 from verse 3. 2 Peter 1 verse 3. 2 Peter 1 verse from 2 Peter chapter 1 from verse 3. It says, according as his divine power hath given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him who has called us to glory and virtue, whereby giving unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of his divine nature. You might be partakers of his divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. You might be partakers of his divine nature. When a man gives his life to Christ and is born again, something very big, something wonderful, something unspeakable happens in him. He becomes a shareholder of God's divine nature. You carry the same DNA as Jesus. And I want you to see what Jesus even says concerning you. Praise the name of the Lord. Hebrews chapter 2 from verse 11. Hebrews 2:11. So he says, for both he, this is Jesus, that sanctifies, and they who are sanctified are all of one. We are all of a kind. If any man be in Christ, is a new creation. And the Bible says a new creature. Another one says a new creation. Old things are passed away, but all things have become new. Ha! Because of the change that has happened. So he says, for both he that sanctifies and they who are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I would declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. This is speaking about Jesus, the first begotten from the dead. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. So, by the nature of the new birth, you are a star. I say you are a star. Do you believe it? Now, see what it says here. Thank you, Jesus. Every child of Abraham is also referred to as a star. Galatians chapter 3 from verse 13. The blessings of Abraham have come upon you through Christ. You are also a child of Abraham through Christ. One of the reasons why God, you know, showed Abraham. Say, Abraham, look into the skies. And he did. And then he saw stars. Said, this is how your seeds shall be. In multitudes. Why did he use that illustration, stars? Every seed of Abraham is a star. And see what Jesus, see what the Bible says here. Okay? Jesus himself introduced himself as a star. Revelation 22 from verse 16. He says, I am the root and offspring of David, the bright and the morning star. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and the morning star. So if Jesus introduced himself as a star, and then through the grace that God has shown us when he died on the cross of Calvary and gave us this new life and nature, that when we are put together, we look like him. So if he's a star, I'm also a star. You are a star. I say you are a star. You are not trying to be a star, because this is the frustration that we've been through when people would tell us and say, oh, be a star. No. By nature, you are a star. Praise the name of the Lord. I say, praise the name of the Lord. No wonder why it says, herein is our love perfected, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so we are in this world. To whom he did foreknow, these he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his dear son, that he might be the firstborn amongst many brethren, the first begotten from the dead. That is why the place of baptism is so important. Baptism. When he died, we died in him. When he was raised back to life, we are raised back with him. And that is the work of what? The work of grace. You didn't do it, but you were in him doing it. He was one that did it for you. So he says that he might be the firstborn amongst many brethren. Book of Revelation says that he is the first begotten from the dead. Is the first in code that became born again. That's what it's saying there. So we who are dead in our trespasses are still quickened back to life. For by grace are ye saved through faith. It's not of your works. Therefore you cannot boast. This is the biggest, the most tremendous impact of grace that a man can carry the nature of God. Come on. It's wonderful. And a man can partake in his divine nature. This was what God had in mind. But he was waiting for the fullness of time. When the fullness of time came, Jesus came and paid the price. And that is why we are the eyes in of the Old Testament church. If the ministration which was written and engraven in stone was so glorious that the children of Israel could not look at the face of Moses steadily because of the glory of his countenance, which glory was passing away, how will not this ministration of the spirit of righteousness, this born again thing, how? If in the Old Testament we saw what they did and we clapped for them, we saw that they manifested stardom. Hallelujah. Manifested stardom through a covenant that was just a shadow, not the real thing. Because if it was the real thing, then it wouldn't pass away. But it was just something that was just kept there until the real thing came. If they manifested such glory, how come this born-again thing, what is it? This should, it should carry more glory than this. Because it's based upon a better covenant. It's based upon better promises. Do you know what it means? What it took God to achieve that you can be a God man? It's also an extension of his grace. Our God is a gracious God. Can't share anything. Shared is above heaven. Shared the earth with us. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. Shared is angels. Are angels not ministering spirits
shed his son. For God so loved the world that he gave his son.
And now we see God sharing of his nature. That is grace. That is what it means that, that by grace ye are saved. Hallelujah. So the Old Testament, we saw stars. Many stars. They manifested based on the Old Covenant. We saw them in the book of, if you read the book of Hebrews 11, you could see many things there. By faith. So faith is substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. For by reading the elders obtained a good report. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, that the things that we see were not made of the things that do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, him obtaining the witness was righteous, and God testifying of his gift that while he was dead, yet he speaketh. By faith Enoch was not. Enoch walked with God, for he was translated. For he had this testimony that he pleased God. For without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he who must come to God must believe that he is. And he is a reward of them that diligently seek him. Old covenant, walked with God, got absorbed into heaven. What glory! By faith, Noah was warned of things not yet has come, moved with godly fear. Prepare the ark for the saving of his household, where he condemned the world and became the heir of righteousness, even according to faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out to a place where, after receiving an inheritance, went, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he dwelt in tents and tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob of the same promise, for he waited for a city with foundations, whose maker and builder is God. Come on, old covenant. By faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful that has promised. Therefore, sprang from them him as good as dead, so many as the stars in the sky in multitude, as the sand by the seashore innumerable. All these died in faith, not having received the promises. All these, they died in faith. These people sought what you have. They saw it from afar. They embraced it. They were persuaded of them and confessed that they were pilgrims and strangers upon the earth. For if they had been mindful of the country from whence they came forth, they would have had the opportunity to return. But they seek a heavenly country. And God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city. By faith, Abraham offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promise offered up his only begotten son, in whom it was said, in Isaac shall thy seed be named, accounting that God was able to raise him up from the dead, in which also received him in a figure. By faith. By faith. Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. And the blessings worked. Old Testament by faith. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph. And he worshipped, leaning on top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when he was dying, gave instruction to the children of Israel concerning his bones. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid for 3 months by his parents, because they saw that he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's command. By faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasure of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he looked for the reward. By faith, they kept the Passover and the sprinkling of the blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn slay them. Old Testament. By faith, they passed through the Red Sea as in the dry ground. The Egyptians are saying to do so, we are drawn.
By faith, the harlot, old covenant, the harlot Rahab did not perish when she had received the spies in peace. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down flat after it had been encircled for 7 days. Still under the old covenant. The Bible says, what more shall I say to this? For time will fail me to tell you about other stardom. Time will fail me to tell you about Gideon, about Barak, about Samson, and Jephthah, and David, and Samuel, and the prophets who through faith subdued the nation, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, shot the mouth of lion. Oh my God, quench the violence of fire, put to flight the armies of the aliens. Women had their dead raised back to life by faith. If the ministration which was written and engraven in stone, the old covenant, carries so much stardom, how much more this born again thing? How much more the ministration of righteousness? How much more now God coming to live in the inside of us? How much more God sharing his nature and life with us? How much more the presence of the unspeakable gift of eternal life that is in you? Listen very carefully. You will manifest your stardom. Yeah. If you are the one that God is called, I say a very big amen to that. Yeah. Who are you? You are a star. Who are you in him? I say, who are you in him? Who has made it possible? And it's by grace. And he goes again and says, whom we are tortured, not accepting deliverance, that he might seek a better resurrection. Other hard trials of scourgings, of chains, of imprisonment. They were slain with the edge of the sword. They were sawn in two. They wandered about in sheepskin and goatskin, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented, of whom the whole world was not worthy. All these, having obtained, put it on the scripture, please. Finally, tell all this, having obtained a good report, all this, Hebrews 11, last verse, put it on the screen. So I want us to read it together. Praise the name of the Lord. Church, open up a Bible, let's read it together. All this, and this all, having obtained what? Through what? And that faith was the Old Testament. Receive not the promise. Go ahead. 40. For God, having provided for who? For who? For who? That they without us should not be made perfect. Do you know what it means? Do you know what it means? When you see a baker mix the bread or the cake looks naked, not complete. But when you see them put the eyes in and do the design, looks attractive. You, what has happened in you? You are the perfection of the Old Testament. You are the icing that God is talking about. But we never considered it. So now listen very carefully. See what it says here. As we conclude, who is our firstborn? Who is the first begotten from the dead? Who is the firstborn of the firstborn church? Who do we look like? Is he ashamed of us? He said he would declare even us, declare you, even before he's called. So he that sanctified and those who are sanctified, are they different? What the Bible say? They are what? We carry the same nature. So if he is the bright and the morning star, and he makes me also a star. Listen very carefully to these three statements. Number one, things you should know about a star. Number one, every star, put it down, is ordained to shine. Can I see someone who is about to shine? Oh my God, my God, my God. I said, can I see someone who is ordained to shine? Listen very carefully, you are ordained to shine. Every star is ordained to shine. So it says, arise. Who is the Lord talking to this morning? I said, listen, if you don't like to shine, or if you don't want to shine, then you are not a star. Because every star is ordained to shine. I see you shining in the precious name of Jesus. I say, I see you shining in the precious name of Jesus. I see you doing exploits in the precious name of Jesus. Hallelujah! By the power of the divine nature that is in thee, I say, shine! No wonder why he said, shine! For the light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Darkness might cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. Darkness might be all over me, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon you. Gentiles shall come to the light, and kings to the brightness of their rising. My God, every star is ordained to rise. I see you rising. I see you shining. I see you rising. I see you shining. This is the portion of your inheritance in him. If you are the one that God is talking about, say yes. Say yes. I speak to you. Arise and shine. Arise and shine. Arise and shine. You have been ordained. You have been programmed to shine. And to shine where? To shine in darkness. I have a good news for someone this morning. When Jesus was making the light, it says that the light, that the moon and the star, that they will have control over the night. Darkness is only dark when there is no light. It is not in the intensity of the darkness. It is in the shining of the light. May I speak to someone here today? Nobody is permitted to dull your shine. Everyone who has risen up even to kill your shine, I say, let your shining disperse such a one in Jesus' mighty name. Say, darkness cannot handle it. Darkness cannot handle it. Darkness cannot comprehend light. Darkness cannot understand it. It cannot handle it. May I say unto you, do not be afraid. Listen very carefully. There are people here that God has ordained for some terrains, some sphere and territories. God is saying to tell you, step in with boldness. Do not be afraid. I said, do not be afraid. because you're shining, oh my God, even the brightness of your life cannot be restricted by the darkness in the precious name of Jesus. May I say to someone here, also listening to me, after this service, because we have not acknowledged that is in thee, in Christ Jesus, after this service, kings will begin to look for you. Unbelievers will come to you and say, lead us in the precious name of Jesus Christ. I see many appointments here in Jesus' mighty name. If you are the one that God is talking about, say a very big amen to that. I said, say a very big amen to that. I said, say a very big amen to that. They are coming to your light. Number two things. Before I close, just two things. Thank you, King of Glory. See, Bible says that, you can put it on the screen. There is the glory of the moon. There's also the glory of the stars. And the stars, they define glory. You have to know how the stars are set in their orbits. In the night, when you look at the stars, you could see many of them. Billions. Do you know that the sun is also a star? But it's just closer to the earth than the other ones. Some stars, some of them, are 100 times to 200 times bigger than the sun. Some bigger than the earth. What you see small there, very big. And all of them are able to emit light. Because from the combustion happening, the moon is only a reflector of that light. But the star, they generate the light. You're a light generator. And that is why God has called you to stand in the place of shining, even in the perverse generation, that you will stand and shine your light. God has not called you to compromise, but to stand as a beacon of light. To stand as a star that shines. So, you see many stars, all of them are in their orbits, and they are in their constellations. Everyone has a space to move. Listen very carefully. As a star, just one thing, two things, and then I drop the microphone. Please, don't be jealous of another. Don't be envious of another. Every star carries its own expression. Every star carries its own glory. Bible says, if we begin to compare ourselves with ourselves, then we are unwise. You are not unwise. It's a foolish thing for you to begin to compare yourself with another person. Why? Everyone glows in his own expressions. Now, you know, sometimes when we go for all these outreaches, I'll call the Kenneth Chichi. I mean, also the Kenneth Chichi. He's an evangelist. Why? Say, please go and preach. Because she has a greater result than me when she's preaching. Evangelist, give her the microphone. In the precious name of Jesus, today is your day. And before you know, children, adult, she has better manifestation than me. I'm not insecure at all. You know why? Now listen very carefully. When Joseph had a dream, he said, you can put it on the screen. He said, I see that the sun, the moon, and then the 11 stars, they bowed to me. It is there. The 11 stars. So talking about his father and his mom, and also his brothers. But they did not know. They didn't have to be jealous of him, because they were also stars. I said, I saw them. We put it on the screen quickly. And 11 stars. And he dreamed a dream, yet another dream, and told his brethren, and said, behold, I have dreamed a dream more. And behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars, they made obeisance to me. If only they knew that they were stars, there was no need for them to be jealous. Because we have many tribes in Israel. All of them are stars. The tribe of Naphtali, the tribe of Gad, of Levi, of Judah, and so on, and so forth. They were stars. Listen very carefully. Why will you be envious and jealous of another? When the Bible says that stars, they define their glory. Listen. Sir, listen. Come this way. This is one of my sons. Don't worry, he's still a keyboardist here. He's just flowing to see all over the place. Now, sometimes you see him, he comes back home. After traveling all over the world, he still comes back to it. Now listen. Your lane is not my lane. Your struggles are not my struggles. Your path is not my path. Your destiny is not my destiny. Your success can never be my success. Shine your shine, I shine my shine. Is someone ready to shine? I say, is someone ready to shine? Shine your shine, I shine my shine. I say, shine your shine, I shine my shine. Oh my God, I am not disabled in Him. I am not incapacitated. Oh my God, I am not discounted. I am not a counterfeit. I am not substandard. My God, I am not a scar. I am a star, and I have my own expressions. Shine your shine, I shine my shine. Now listen very carefully. Can I say something before I drop the microphone? Bible speaks about the unspeakable gift of eternal life. You can put it on the screen. Unspeakable. Do you know why is it unspeakable? Too big, too magnanimous to be quantified. You can't assay it. The unspeakable gift of the life and the nature of God impacted into a man. The gift of eternal life. Second Corinthians says, we used to know Jesus after the flesh, but we no longer know him more. Not anymore. Even so, Twitter, people who used to know you after the flesh. So they can judge you after the natural order. But he said, no, not anymore. Won't do that. Why? If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now listen very carefully, please. That's the final thing I want to say before I invite people who want to be stars to come out, or whatever they are, lift up behind because of time. Sin is a sinker of stars. Sin sinks stars. Sin. Do you know what Samson means? Samson is a star. The meaning of Samson is son. Samson, it means, you can go and check it yourself. It means a son. The brightness. But you see how he compromised the glory of his brightness because of sin. You want to shine as a child of God, you must run away from every appearance of evil. There are sins that are outside the body, also sins that are conducted in the human vessel. For someone who is born again, both of them matters to God, especially the one done in your own body. Say, he who sins, who commits adultery, who commits fornication, who sins with his body. He says, you sin against your body. If you do that, you know why? Because you have now become the temple of the Holy Spirit. You know, there are different kinds of craziness sometimes, you know, we do when we are young. When you come out of some craziness at home, sometimes your father will spank you. Bam! I say, this thing, you can do it outside, but don't bring it to this house. I'm not supposed to understand what I'm saying. If you do it outside, you'll be punished. You will face the consequences. But if you do it inside, it's an insult. That's the same thing too with the sin of your body. It's an insult to the Holy Spirit, to the abiding presence of the Holy Ghost. As I was preparing this service, God said to me about some classes of people. I'll just mention two and then we'll pray. Number one, we have people who started to shine. You yourself, you know it. Until you became yoked with the wrong association. That was when you discovered that you're shining. Was frozen. And one of the things that God wants you to do today is to go back to that point where you have compromised, because God wants you to shine. Some of you started to rise. You knew the point when it was altered. It wasn't as if you are not ordained to shine. It was because of the compromise. See how Samson was reduced to a ridicule because of the sin of sexual immorality and disobedience. Let's bow our hands and pray. Let's bow our hands and pray. What you have in the inside of you is so powerful. It's unstoppable. Thank you. Now, just begin to speak to God right now. Because this is a very serious service. I see a restoration of glory. Restoration. Go ahead and pray and say, Lord, restore unto me, O God, my glory. Where I have compromised, where it has hampered, halted, slow down, O God, my rising. Lord, I ask for forgiveness. Ask him for forgiveness even this moment. Very quickly, just speak to him and say, Lord, I rededicate myself to you. Thank you, my Father. Blessed be your holy name. Still in the attitude of prayer, just keep praying. If you are here this morning and you don't know Jesus, and you say, I want to receive the gift, this gift of eternal life. I want to be a star. You are here this morning, you don't know him. You want to receive him, so you are ordained a star. So that your stardom shall manifest. And you say, Pastor, please pray for me. Wherever you are, don't lift up your hands. Let me pray with you. Say, Jesus, I come to you. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you. Today, I confess all my sins to you, unbeliever. I say, come into my life and be my Savior. Thank you. I believe that your daughter died on the third day, rose for my justification. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, my Father. Lord, I pray for this once in Jesus' mighty name. And destroy the power of sin, Satan, and negative circumstances in their lives. I release you into the refreshing presence of God this morning. And your life will never be the same again. In Jesus' mighty name. Praise the name of the Lord.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. To download this message, please visit our podcast at The Throne Room on your handheld device or computer. For any inquiries, call 08087-000004 or visit the Life Center at number 20 Colorado Close off Dame Street, Maitama, Abuja. You can also visit our website, www.rccgthroneroom.org. You are highly lifted, highly favored. Thank you.